The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 Steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 4 of the addiction recovery program.
Hi, everybody. My name's Robert, and I'm addict, alcoholic.
Hey, Robert.
Good to see you all. I'm honored to be with you. Step 4, my favorite step. Not. You know, I don't know how many rehabs. I can't remember all my rehabs that I went to. It was at least 3 or 4 over a 10-year period. And, you know, I was into doing this by myself because I didn't believe that I was capable of being redeemed. But I thought, well, I'm a smart guy. I can certainly resolve this by myself and do it. And so they were all 12-step programs, and we'd get to step. You know, you're supposed to take them in order, and I just kind of, I don't say I faked it. I mean, I tried. But I got to step 4, and it was like, you know, could anybody really do a step 4 or do it right? I didn't think so. In fact, if I had a dollar for every time I thought about doing step 4, I could go to Hawaii for a couple months. If I had 50 bucks for every time I started to do a step 4, I might take my wife out to dinner. But it turns out that our fears about step 4, once I finally got to it, were not well-founded. Mine was a pride and fear-driven existence before I was able to get enough humility. Luckily for me, having to have to go to jail was the best thing that ever happened. And it's amazing what happens, whether it's by circumstance or otherwise, that once you acquire some humility, how much easier everything becomes. Because before, I would see step 4 and I would say, because of my pride, I would say, well, I don't really need to go there. I just need to stop using. I don't have to examine all that stuff. It's a waste of time. And otherwise, it was a fearful existence. I was afraid of what I would see in the mirror. I did not want to look. But the amazing thing about my recovery is that in a space of really maybe 3 weeks by the time I got to a point where, you know, I got it, was that I did step 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 in that space of time. And when I walked out of that jail, I could look myself in the mirror and like what I saw. And it was a painful experience, but, you know, I found out that all these fears and this pride, they're just boogeymen. You know, once you do it, once you're willing to make the sacrifice, you know, for the first time in my life, I think I really, to the best of what I could do at the time, you know, I was able to offer a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And that made all the difference. I didn't think about too much at the time that I didn't understand a lot of this till even later. But humility goes a long way, and I still believe that humility is a key to recovery. And otherwise, it was the enabling power of the atonement that allowed me to do something I could not do for myself. Anybody that tries to recover on their own would have to be as prideful and fearful as I was, because it doesn't work. It doesn't work for anybody, as far as I know. So I am just so grateful that I had that experience. It was not fun. It was painful. Physically, emotionally, and spiritually, it was painful. But you do it, it all comes out okay. And I'll leave that with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
The full episode for Step 4 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon channel.